People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading West Memphis 13-8. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Holter. And Josh, before we talk about Tuesday night's game against Searcy, I didn't want to mention we're sorry about Sam Bryant. I know that was kind of a painful injury that he suffered in that JV boys game.
Yes, Matt. You know, Sam Bryant, he's a junior on our basketball team and a great kid. Heart goes out to him. You know, just one of those things that just happens, you know, in the heat of the game. They're contested shot. You fall on it and you hit the kind of corner of that ball goal. And Sam's a tough kid. And he showed a lot of toughness and when I was down there with him, you know. He'll bounce back. You know, that's one of the first things he said was, how long am I going to be out? And I said, Sammy, you'll be ready for next year. He said, good, because I'm starting my senior year. So, you know, he was as good a spirits as you could be in that situation. Our team loves him, his coaches, and me and Coach Morris, we love him. And our hearts and prayers go out to his family as he's going to, you know, he's at the hospital now. And he's going to bounce back. He's a strong kid, and he works his butt off, and we look forward to his recovery.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this about Searcy from this past Tuesday night. 60-57, you guys held on, down by 12 at one point, and then able to make the comeback. It's got to make you feel good as a coach.
Absolutely, you know, we're playing. You know, Searcy's got probably their most talented team that they've had in a long, long time, and they come in there and built that lead on us. But you know, we never hit the panic button because we were getting a lot of really good looks that we liked that just weren't going in. So. Hey, we just told them, look, they're going to go in. Just keep battling. And the boys, you know, showed a lot of resiliency and battled through that and come out on top. Built a nice little cushion there. And you know, there at the end, the Hicks kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's a special player. I mean, but, you know, he was hitting some tough shots, but that's just what great players do. He's 6'5", and he's up there shooting that jump shot, and that's just kind of rarefied air for us. We can't get up that high. So,
hard.
We're up there, but we're not up there. We're on his release point. And so he knocked down some shots, but it was great to do that. It's great to win it at home. Just great to see our young men because, man, they've battled all year. They're every game they're in it. They haven't rolled over on anybody. And you go into it some nights and feel like you're just kind of under man or size or, you know. But we never lack the heart. We have grittiness and toughness, and we bring a whole lot of that to the table, and that's really what's given us a chance in every game we played this year.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the shots would eventually fall, and they did. You ended up with four players in double figures in that game.
Yes, that was nice, you know, and we're capable of that, and that's what we wanted to see. We need our guys, you know. We've got so many options and so many weapons, you know, at times it just kind of each game. You know, we play, you're playing Marion, number one team in the state on the ropes. Well, two guys play a really good game and two guys don't play a very good game for you. Or, you know, but it's kind of been that. The next game they're playing really good and the other guys. So if we would just get consistent and get just an average game for our guys of what they're capable, if they do that, I'm strongly confident there ain't many teams that can beat us, if anybody.
Right.
And we're coming over here to West Memphis with a strong belief of who we are and what our game plan is and what it takes. And I know, you know, West Memphis, number three in the state, they just beat the number two team earlier this week. But we're coming over here with the belief that we're going to beat them. And as a coach, you know, that's what I love about these guys is they don't back down from a challenge. They have never been scared of anybody they played. And that's a huge credit to these young men who've bought in and done the things that we ask them to do. But our plan tonight, our mission tonight is come out here, win this ball game. We have a plan and we have a purpose.
Yeah.
And we got something to play for, and we got even something a little extra special to play for tonight. You know, as Mr. Bryant, he's in our thoughts and prayers. But you know, a team that's got even something more to play for is a really dangerous team, and that's what we hope to bring to the table tonight.
And if anything, that win Tuesday night should give you some momentum into this game.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, you talk about momentum and confidence and all that. We're not going to let – we don't lack for confidence. Well, if we would have lost by 10, we still come into this game thinking we just had a bad game and we're going to beat West Memphis. So, you know, that's a good thing that you love about this bunch is, man, even we've had some tough times, but I've always loved them the next day. The next day, our practices are great, and we are always building to try to get better. They've always done that, and they're resilient young men. And that's the long-term stuff. That's the stuff that I'm happy the successfulness that they're going to carry outside of basketball into being just great young men and students in college and husbands and fathers and you know, they're learning a lot of really good traits. And well, we love them, and we're going to come out here and pour it all out on the floor tonight.
Josh, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Matt, appreciate all you do, and it's great to see all our fans come down from Mountain Home, and appreciate all the people tuned in. But hopefully we got our girls going to roll this thing out, and we can come out here and put on a good show ourselves.
Absolutely. Good luck
tonight. Go Bombers. Thank you.
That was Mount Sloan Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. Real quickly, we're going to have to go ahead and take a look at our numbers for this game so far, this girls' contest, as Mountain Home leads West Memphis by 5. Leading score right now is two players, Peyton Husky and Anna Grace Foreman, with 5 points each, 2 for Emma Martin and 1 for Kate Gilbert. And one person on the scoring column for West Memphis has Sonia Tate. She has all 8 of West Memphis points. So far, 2 ties, 2 lead change in this game. West Memphis with 7 turnovers, Mountain Home with 4. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading West Memphis 13-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.